Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast here for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, October the 30th, 2009. And before I get to the carrots and eggs and coffee, here's a quick weather update. You know, normal highs for this time of year here for the Phoenix area, around 82, normal lows around 56. In other words, beautiful. This is why we live here. But we have what we call a cold spell. Cold spell? How cold? Well, with a high temperature the last few days of only 64 degrees and overnight lows around 45, brr, that feels really cold to us. But don't tell any of my friends back in Minnesota, okay? But not to worry. Warmer weather is on the way. Supposed to be 70 today, and then they're predicting a high of around 88 for this coming Monday. Go figure. Well, anyway, we'll be back to paradise. And that's good, because Kathy and I recently planted a winter garden of sorts. First time we've ever tried that out here. We have three tomato plants, I think three pepper plants, a cucumber plant, beans, lettuce, and spinach. We'll see what happens. We're actually hoping to harvest some of that around Thanksgiving, but we'll see. And speaking of vegetables, actually one, the carrot, a very close friend of mine sent me something, and I thought I would share it with you. I'm going to just read the story as it is, and then I'll have a few comments afterwards. A carrot, an egg, and a cup of coffee. You will never look at a cup of coffee the same way again. A young woman went to her mother and told her about her life and how things were so hard for her. She didn't know how she was going to make it and wanted to give up. She was tired of fighting and struggling. It seemed as one problem was solved, a new one arose. Her mother took her to the kitchen. She filled three pots with water and placed each one on a high fire. Soon the pots came to boil. In the first, she placed carrots. In the second, she placed eggs. And in the last, she placed ground coffee beans. She let them all sit and boil, without saying a word. In about 20 minutes, she turned off the burners. She fished the carrots out and placed them in a bowl. She pulled the eggs out, placed them in a bowl. And then she ladled the coffee out and placed it in a bowl. Turning to her daughter, she said, "Tell me what you see." "Carrots, eggs, and coffee," she replied. Her mother brought her closer and asked her to feel the carrots. She did and noticed they were pretty soft. The mother then asked the daughter to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, the mother asked the daughter to sip the coffee. The daughter smiled as she tasted its rich aroma. The daughter then asked, "What does it mean, mother?" Her mother explained that each of these objects had faced the same adversity, boiling water. Each reacted differently. The carrot went in strong, hard, and unrelenting. However, after being subjected to the boiling water, it softened and became weak. The egg had been fragile. Its thin outer shell had protected its liquid interior, but after sitting through the boiling water, its inside became hardened. The ground coffee beans were unique, however. After they were in the boiling water, they had changed the water. "Which are you?" she asked her daughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? Think of this. Which am I? Am I the carrot that seems strong, but with pain and adversity, do I wilt, become soft, and lose all my strength? Am I the egg that starts with a malleable heart, but changes with the heat? Did I have a fluid spirit, but after a death, a breakup, a financial hardship, or some other trial, have I become hardened and stiff? Does my shell look the same, but on the inside, am I bitter and tough with a stiff spirit and hardened heart? Or am I like the coffee bean? The bean actually changes the hot water, the very circumstances that brings the pain. When the water gets hot, it releases the fragrance and flavor. If you're like the bean, when things are at their worst, you get better and change the situation around you. When the hour is the darkest and trials are their greatest, do you elevate yourself to another level? How do you handle adversity? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? The happiest of people don't necessarily have the best of everything. They just make the most of everything that comes along their way. The brightest future will always be based on a forgotten past. You can't go forward in life until you let go of your past failures and heartaches. Joan, thanks so much for sending that to me. I think the story makes a really good point. We all face adversity from time to time, don't we? And we all choose how we're going to deal with it. You and I both know people who were once rock solid, like a carrot, and they've allowed troubles to just melt them into something pretty wimpy, and they've lost their strength and stamina. There are others we know who, like the egg, put on a nice, shiny face. On the outside, everything looks just fine, but inside, they've become hard as nails, bitter, hardened, and unforgiving. And then there are those who, when the pressure is on and adversity is beating down their door, they choose to handle it differently. They draw on solid biblical principles to guide their lives. They spend some quiet time with God, asking for and expecting help and direction. They're not afraid to admit that they may have made a mistake. They ask for forgiveness, accept God's forgiveness, and then they forgive themselves and begin to move forward. They don't blame everyone else for all of their problems and throw a big pity party. They forgive others and move forward by focusing on solutions. Not all the, why did this happen and why is this happening to me? No, they stay focused on finding the solutions. Now, I know in one way this is kind of a silly analogy, but don't you think it makes a good point? In fact, I'll bet you the next time you have carrots or an egg or a cup of coffee, you just might be reminded of this lesson. You know what? It reminded me of the story of the frog that fell into a large bucket of milk. The milk was too deep for him to push off of the bottom and leap out. The walls of the bucket were too slippery to climb out, and the milk was too low in the bucket for him to reach the edge to get out. So the frog just quit and gave up and died. No, I'm just kidding. That'd make a great story, wouldn't it? No, this little frog decided not to quit. He just kept swimming and kicking and looking for a solution. Well, before long, all that activity had churned that milk into butter, and he simply leaped out of the bucket. You know, in the days that we are living in, that kind of attitude and living is becoming more and more critical, and the choice is always ours. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. Until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.